Real music with Gary Stuckey. Keep the music real.
Hello, everybody. Gary Stuckey here with Real Music. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're having a great week so far. Glad to have Chris James of the Burrito Brothers talking about their brand new Christmas album called Christmas. Yeah, had a lot of fun with him. Now, we had some technical difficulties with the Zoom call, so we had to do it by phone. Plus, I've had a rough week. My dad had some issues, health problems, but he's doing okay now. So that is my Christmas present for this year. I'm so thankful. But really excited for Chris to be chatting with me. But, you know, in the Zoom call, you could see his cool outfits. He had these really cool, like, red outfits and different colors, you know. But you don't get to see them, but you can look at some pictures. Check out their videos they got for the Christmas music, and I think you'll appreciate that. Really good songs from a classic band that has changed its lineup. But with this lineup, they're doing a great job. So here we go. Here he is. Here's Chris James.
This on, you know, positive things, understand that the family is like the number one thing that you have. I mean, it's such a big deal. Yeah. And, you know, that goes along with what you're doing. So let's get started. I know you got some stuff you got to do.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
But, we'll go ahead. But anyway, I know we tried this before, and the internet service was not cooperating, so we decided to do this phone call. But that's okay. Hey, they just can't see our ugly mugs. They'll just have to. Hey, we're these two good-looking guys that not.
Yeah, well, I think the main point of interest with the Burrito Brothers isn't necessarily looking at the people as much as hearing what they have to play.
See, there you go.
You know,
that's the idea. You know, you have the, if you have the face for the radio and the voice for the radio, you don't need the I'm just saying. Okay, well, tell me this now. We're talking about last time, we're gonna catch up on everything again. But the Burrito Brothers. Now we know the original group from way back in the day with Graham Parsons and the guys from the Byrds, and of course Bernie Leadon. You know, was with the Eagles.
Yeah,
and they were cool. But this is a different version. Now some people would say, you know, like you're a cover band. You're trying to cash in on the original Flying Burrito Brothers. So how are y'all different in this version of the band?
Well, that just couldn't be more untrue. None of that holds true in the least, because there is no cash in. There never was. There's no gold mine to jump on board here. The Burrito Brothers, the Flying Burrito Brothers, even in the golden days of the iconic Graham Parsons, really weren't hit song makers or album makers. They were something of a flop in their day, to tell it bluntly. It's been reassessed over time really nicely, and deservedly so, because they made such good music. But there's no string of hits or some bandwagon to climb on board and reap the reward. It's an uphill struggle, always has been. It can only be tackled by someone, namely us at this point in time, who believe in the whole idea, the concept of what kind of music we're making and how good that legacy is and how it's worth being remembered. Graham himself said the idea needs to go on whether I do it or anybody else does. And then as for, even with that in mind, even with the thought that they weren't a hit-making, very successful group back in the day, I suppose it could be possible for a band of Burrito Brothers to still just play that old music, but we don't do anything of the sort. We've been making new albums regularly. There's every time the Burrito Brothers through the years, or if they're called the Flying Burrito Brothers at points in history, or burrito deluxe at other points in history. Every time the burritos made a personnel change, they followed that with an album to show what they've got with their new personnel. It's always a reinvention. It's a really pretty neat thing that each time new blood came in, there seemed to be this need to assert themselves and show that they're up to it. And tribute bands don't make brand new, all new original albums on a regular basis. Right. Tribute bands trade specifically in copycatting some successful previous band. And that doesn't describe us in the least.
That's a really good point. I mean, that's really, that just covers it all. And that takes care of everything. Yeah. Those two points there that, with Graham Parsons saying he wanted it to carry on, hopefully it'll keep going different versions. And then that, what you just said, you're doing new music.
Yeah, I'd like awesome. To add to that sure. to make sure I kind of cover the bases sure. that doesn't mean we're ignoring the sure. old. I believe that by being the Burrito Brothers, we're carrying on a legacy and doing the finest job of playing some of those old favorites that anybody could do. They're part of of the group's history. And I would say a concert by the latest version, any version of the Burrito Brothers I've been in for the last 15 years, consisted of some of the recent songs that the latest incarnations have done, and then some of the Graham Parsons. And also there's another really good entry into the Flying Burrito Brother history in the mid-70s, where they started up again. It was kind of on the heels of Graham Parsons dying, and that got a lot of publicity and attention back to the group. And A&M Records put out a double album called Close Up the Honky Tonks, mm-hmm. which dug up, well, first it had one record of anthology of stuff that they'd already released, and then one record of never before released outtakes and such. Right. And lo and behold, that album sold better than any previous Burrito Brothers album. Cool. So management got the idea, well, who can we get to carry on? I mean, there should still be Burrito Brothers going out in the wake of this new attention. And that was really the main rebirth that has kind of resulted in the group continuing that process over and over and over again. And those guys were Joel Scott Hill, who's real overlooked. He had previously been in Canned Heat, and he knew Graham and all, and a really good singer and guitar player. I liked his work a lot. And Gene Parsons, not Graham, but Gene from the Byrds, and Chris Etheridge, who was an original member of the Flying Burrito Brothers, and Sneaky Pete, who was an original member, right. along with Gib Gilboa. And those five guys were the born again, flying again Burrito Brothers of the second half of the 70s. And they did a lot of good stuff. We do a couple of their songs too, not just the Graham and Chris Hillman era, when we go back to the early well. Of course, there's Rick Roberts to speak of too. Mm-hmm. He was really good. He went on to start Firefall.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I talked to Jock from that band a few months ago. And talking about that band and that sound, I always loved that Southern country rock sound that all of you had. But now, when you started the band, how did you incorporate your sound? How did you make that the Burrito Brothers sound when you joined and you had the other guys recording? How did you make it your sound?
Boy, I'm not sure I have a real good answer.
You've got to answer that.
There wasn't a real sort of conscious, maybe a little. I mean, there was the knowledge of what that group sounded like and how much we liked them, so we geared toward those kind of feels and parameters and stuff. And then, of course, the group has always been distinctive in that it has a featured pedal steel guitar player. Mm. That gives it some of the flavor. And then just being a huge fan of Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman and the bedrock they created, I think it just sort of fell in. And it probably, since it wasn't any intentional copy, was something new, something slightly different. But I don't think we ever were, some sort of bizarre total abrupt change in our basic just musicality.
Sure.
We kind of come from the same ideas.
Right. And it's comparable to the original band. I mean, people can go back and listen to them and y'all and go, yeah, okay. You just kind of kept it going.
Well, I'd have to say we actually felt, now that you mention it, I think there was a little bit of conscious effort when I came in. We actually felt that it had strayed a bit. Mm-hmm. It seemed that the Nashville contingent of the group from sometime in the 80s and into the 90s was really desiring to get onto the country music charts and kind of make those tight little country music, almost want to call them ditties, catchy, hooky songs that are real cleanly done. There's really nothing wrong with it. And also, I got to point out that at that point in time, I've heard people call it the great credibility scare. There was a lot of good music, really cool rootsy music actually making the country charts at that point in time. So the Burrito Brothers weren't that far off base, but it still did seem like they'd kind of quote unquote gone commercial. And when it was our turn to kind of rejuvenate the band, we felt like paying a lot more attention to where it started with that Bakersfield type sound and the thing that Graham Parsons was all about, which wasn't really, that is kind of had more elements of Rolling Stones and things like that than tight little country. Like I remember hearing some jokes about the Burrito Brothers were the Bellamy Brothers, which is kind of, not exactly. Right. I don't know. That almost sounds like a slam on the Bellamy Brothers, and I don't mean to do that. But
they're listening right now. No.
But it was, I hope not. Those guys are good.
Right. They are.
In
they
fact,
really
their son, their sons have played with us. Yeah. Did you know one of them, they're called the Bellamys, and they're actually not youngsters themselves. They're in their 40s, I think.
Right.
And talented. Especially that guy Noah Bellamy is a real good guitar player. He's well versed in Clarence White and all that stuff. They come from that world.
That helps when you have people in the family that's already opening the door for you. Well, fast forward into now, with there's a new Christmas album that y'all have out, and that's what we're going to talk about. And I got to say, I really like the songs. And so how did y'all get to together on this and decide to do a Christmas album?
Well, to put it kind of bluntly, I think that we desired coming up with something that gave us a chance of getting a little more attention than we'd been getting. We felt like kind of frustrated. I think our last two albums were just beautifully executed and really well done and very proud of them, and yet they didn't seem to make much splash out there in the world. It just seems like such an uphill battle, I guess, because we're an older group, not the latest hot little teen sensation. Maybe because we're playing an old school type music, but I believe strongly that we're injecting a new blood kind of vibe into it. And It just seems that it's a kind of an uphill struggle to get people to give us a good, solid listen and realize how good this band is. So I thought, why don't we try something a little different? The Burrito Brothers have never made a Christmas album, and Christmas albums stand some chance of kind of raising somebody's eyebrows and ears up, where maybe the next album by the Burrito Brothers that's just in keeping with the way we've been doing things maybe wouldn't get as much attention. So kind of hoping for that. But it's also easily, as I hope anybody can tell who hears it, even more the just beauty of the whole concept, the whole loving peace and sharing. And, I feel like Ringo putting up his V signs with his fingers and saying peace and love and all that, because it is that. It's a really sweet, good, gentle, warm, well, not all gentle, it's got, it rocks in a lot of places.
Yes, it does.
but the sentiment is very good. Sure. And it's worth sharing. Sure.
So tell me about the songs now. I know you do some songs that people may know, but there are some songs that aren't originals that people haven't heard of. Like I was talking to you the other day about the Christmas Day song. I mean, that's a touching song if you pay attention to the lyrics,
right?
Oh,
I love that song. Yeah, I've remembered that dearly for over 50 years. It was on Glenn Campbell's 1968 Christmas album. It closed the album, and it was written by a guy named Jimmy Holiday, who, it's funny, named Holiday,
right,
who was a co-writer with Jackie D. Shannon of Put a Little Love in Your Heart. I found that out later. And I just adored that song. It was my favorite song on that album. It's just beautiful. It sounds like it should be one of the timeless Christmas classics. And yet, in all this intervening time, I've never heard anybody do it. And I thought, let's do that song. And we introed that's the first song in the album. So we not only introed that song, but we intro the album with a short little soundbite of Graham Parsons wishing everybody well and good. And those in the know will recognize what voice that is. And even if you didn't, it's kind of nice to hear this friendly voice kind of telling everybody, you know, let's do better things, think better thoughts, look at each other with love in your eyes. And then we go into this sweet, sweet song. So even though it's not written by us, I don't think people know it.
Right. And that just makes it cool too. I mean, when people are listening, because I didn't know when I heard it, I was like, I hadn't heard this song, but that it's a really,
I think there's only one blatant example of a song that most people probably have heard. And that's Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy, which was Buck Owens' hit, you know, Buck Owens, Don Rich. And that was obvious. We knew if the Burrito Brothers were ever going to make a Christmas album, it had to have that song, because it's become something of a country standard. And Buck Owens and Merle Haggard and the Bakersfield sound of the 60s really is the ground zero for a lot of the Flying Burrito Brothers origins.
Sure. I love that sound. Yeah. And y'all do a great job of that. And it does have that feel to it. So people that are listening to it, they're going to recognize that sound and that song. But what about the original?
It's funny. I think that if people hear that song before they hear something else, and they know it's by the Burrito Brothers, so they kind of think, oh, well, that's kind of typical. That's kind of expected. You know. But I think really that's the only time you can say that on this album. The whole rest of it is coming from a slightly unexpected place.
Right. You know, and maybe that's just the whole appeal of the album, is to kind of make people go, whoa, and kind of listen to the song.
I hope so. Yeah. Like, for instance, doing The Who, we're doing the song called Christmas from the album Tommy. And we turned it into this little kind of mini opus. You know, Tommy's the first rock opera. Right. And it has a lot of familiar themes to longtime rock fans. And so we incorporated some of them into little instrumental passages of our version of Christmas. And then Pete on drums is just sensational. It's like he's channeling Keith Moon or something. It's just and for us to rock out that much is really another end of the spectrum for the Burrito Brothers. And I like the whole idea of the hybrid, the different sort of kind of music we're doing by having pedal steel guitar to the forefront, as opposed to, you know, Pete Townsend's heavy electric guitar.
Right. Makes it an interesting sound.
It's a hybrid.
That's so cool. You do like the Beatles in their little medley. Is that what it is?
Yeah. The Beatles Christmas messages that they made every year from 63 to 1970 had little tidbits here and there of snippets of them singing something or other off the top of their heads. And then a couple well thought out, previously thought out, written pieces. There's the the main title, Christmas Time Is Here Again, which we're using as the chorus. And obviously that was a real studio session for the Beatles, although it really wasn't a full song. It was more of just a chorus repeated a couple times and used within their fan club messages. And then there's that other thing they did the year before, Everywhere It's Christmas. Oh, yeah. And that was a session and a bit of a song-like thing. But most of the rest of it are just these little things they went off in, apparently off the top of their head. And I got the idea of, I just went through the entire Beatles Christmas messages. And every time they went through some little musical piece that wasn't, you know, quoting an old song or something, I saved it and then started studying all of them, so to speak, and going through them all and organizing them into this medley. And when I first presented it to the other guys, it was pretty daunting. They were kind of going, what are we going to do with that? That's little of this, little of that going all over the place. So I realized it didn't convey my idea yet. And I sat at home one afternoon and just piano and voice made a demo of how I perceived it all going together and a chart. And then they're all going, oh, okay, I get it.
You should have said, just trust me on this one. I got this one.
Yeah, it kind of was. I sort of was saying that, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I love it. I think it might almost be my favorite thing. It's certainly my favorite video.
Okay, yeah.
The video of it is psychedelic. It's a really fun thing. I really invite people to check that out, which it's on YouTube. It's called Christmas Time Is Here Again by the Burrito Brothers. You can go to our website, which is www.theburritobrothers.net, and all the videos are there. Another thing cool to find on our website is the timeline, which starts in 1968 and has an entry for every year telling who was in the band that year and what they did. And that's pretty fun to read.
Well, there you go. Well, I know everybody is excited for Christmas. It's getting close. They might as well jump on this and check out your music.
Yes, please do. It's available everywhere. I mean, our label, SFM Records in England, distributes us throughout the world, and they've got it available wherever people go to get their music, or streaming or digital downloads, and it's available on CD if you want the full, you know, physical copy. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, it's not available on vinyl, but maybe next year.
Well, before you go, I know you got to go. What's the future hold for the band? I mean, I know once Christmas is over and the new year starts, what's going on with you guys?
Well, I'm sure we're going to be starting back up on recording new music because we're fairly kind of the word obsessed pops into my head. Yeah. I love making this new music, especially with these guys. We're all so simpatico. It really goes nice and smoothly. And so we'll be staying creative and working on some new stuff. We've got an album that we're going to be promoting come January called Together, which is a little bit of an odd story that it was released this past August. It was our follow-up to the notorious Burrito Brothers from 2020. And we'd been working on it for quite a while. And it then during the course of working on it, our guitar player, our dear friend Bob Hatter, succumbed and died of cancer. But we had essentially outlined the whole album and planned on all the songs, wrote them. He took part in all of that. He took part in demoing them. And then a little part in once we got around to recording, but this kind of coincided with the pandemic, and a guy whose health is that bad isn't able to get out, and we really couldn't do very much with Bob, but we stayed in touch with him and essentially got his blessing for Steve Allen to step in and do guitar parts and bass parts. They knew each other. Steve Allen is a longtime friend, and Bob liked the idea of us carrying on, and we listed Bob one final time, even though Steve played on probably even a little more than Bob in the studio sessions. we listed Bob as the band member and Steve as a special guest, and it was our farewell, our tribute to him. But it got delayed, and only released finally in August. And by this time, we were finishing up this Christmas album that we had begun 1 year ago now. And I really begged the company to just get behind it. I thought, oh, God, this is really where our hearts are. This is where we might make a stab with something. Right. And it won't feel the same to just sit on it and wait till next year. Can't we just kind of, we haven't really done anything yet with our album together. Can't we just sort of pretend we haven't released it and put it on hold, and the minute Christmas is over, we've got another album to talk about and to promote to people, because we really don't want it to just fall in the cracks, because it's really special. I love that Together album. So it's funny to say our next album is the one we did before the Christmas album, but that's kind of how we're trying to line it up.
Well, that's, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, it the momentum was there, the new year, and you got a new album, a special album.
Yeah. We don't even have to come up with one just yet. We've got it.
You got it in the can, just waiting on you. Well, congratulations on that. I'll be talking to you about that, I guess, in a few months.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope everybody checks out the new Christmas album and kind of gets to know you guys if they haven't already, and check out your new music coming up soon.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Gary, for having me. And I apologize if any of it's my fault that we had a little trouble connecting.
It's all good.
But it sure has been sweet talking with you, and I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris. And like I said, I'll be talking to you one day about the new album. Definitely want to check that out. And like I said, everybody go out and listen to it and enjoy. I think they'll have a smile on their face whenever they do. But thank you. And well, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year, and all the best to you.
Same to you. Merry Christmas, and I hope your 2024 is a real winner. That'd be great.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, man. Good night, man. All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Had a great time with Chris James. So talented. Great singer, guitarist for the awesome band, the Burrito Brothers. And check out their brand new Christmas album called Christmas Everywhere, available everywhere. Check out their website for more information too, and check them out on social media and enjoy the Christmas holiday and Hanukkah and everything, and just have a great week and Happy New Year. And until next time, always remember to keep the music real.